Let's don't waste any time. Let's get right with it. Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and
Iowa.
I couldn't even stump her. And that's Jody Brett, who is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You got a nice smile on. It looks like you've had sunscreen. Everything's good?
Everything's good. You know, we're just starting to get that sun out there. So that's always a good thing. And yes, wearing your sunscreen that has to cover both the UVA and the UVB is what you're really looking for. We do carry a physician's grade sunscreen or a medical grade sunscreen, which has a higher active ingredient. We also have our nurse practitioner and physician assistant. They just returned from an advanced training in dermatological skincare and lesions. So we are offering complimentary skin exams with either Allie or Kelsey. They can look at any moles that you might have of concern and let you know if they really feel that they should come off or if there's anything to be of concern about. So they are able to do that for you. They have the plastic surgery closure background. So they can get you in much quicker than your family practice doctor or dermatologist. So we are offering that for anybody. But to prevent them in the future, use your sunscreen.
You always tell us do that in the wintertime.
Yes.
Now, do we change any when it's summertime and it's more than just a little windshield letting sun in? It's over all of us.
You need to reapply. Just remember, if you're outside, you need to reapply. If you're doing sporting events, you sweat, that does come off. So most sunscreens average 60 to 90 minute duration in the water. Outside of the water, you do need to reapply every couple of hours.
Some people will say we only need a 20 or a 30. What do we need?
30 is the minimum you really want to use. The further down south you go, closer to the equator, obviously you want to use maybe a 50, 70, 100. But in South Dakota, in the Midwest, 30 is fine. And as long as you use it on a daily basis, you're going to help prevent all of that UV damage that you could be getting without using it.
One of the things that Jody always shares with us is you stay current on the trends.
Yes.
Because your doctors are local.
That's
they want
right.
to know what else is going on outside of this particular area. And that's where your Chicago visit was.
Exactly.
And tell us a little bit more. You kind of teased us a little bit. So, you know, I want the rest of the story.
Well, our nurse practitioner and physician assistant help our doctors in virtually every procedure that they do for Plastic Surgery Associates. But they have the extended knowledge, just as if a dermatologist would go to the advanced training. They went, they learned about the different types of lesions, what they look like, what is of concern, what the characteristics should be, to determine on you individually. If you have something that's growing, it's irregularly shaped, multicolored, those are all symptoms that you should probably have looked at so that the professional can determine if it looks like it might be something that is malignant, a basal cell, a squamous cell, or even a melanoma. And we're here to help with those. If it's just a questionable lesion, absolutely. They can take those off, send them to pathology. All of that will be billed to your insurance company and processed toward your policy benefits. So if you have a copay for anything in the office, it would cost you a copay. If you have a deductible, it would go toward your deductible, which is the same if you went to your family practice doctor or a dermatologist. We can just get you in quicker.
I always want a free exam from you. So I'm going to work on that this morning. Jody Brett with his Plastic Surgery Associates. My wife always says, well, you got these marks on your face. It's got to be sun. It's got to be that. But as I'm thinking about it, it's like my skin is going to really get beaten up this summer. Now that we are really getting into the 70s, 80s, and 90s, is this the time that I ought to be examining, or should I do it once Labor Day hits?
You should be examining all the time. The only way that, I mean, the best way to know if a mole is changing is to know your skin. Know if it's a new mole. Know if it's a new discoloration, or keep in mind, it's there, but is it enlarging? So knowing your skin year-round is the best way to be proactive.
Now, some of the new treatments you have, you know, these are things that people say when they hear some of the commercials, they sound like a sales auction someplace. This is serious stuff that you're talking about. And I did that as kind of a serious intro to what you're talking about because it is important health-wise.
It is. We recently added the Viviv treatment to our office, and this treatment is for females. It's the newest Viviv system out on the market. It used to be called the Genevieve, and then it came to the Viviv, and we have the Viviv 2 system. And we're the only one in the region. We have a staff member that just returned from an extensive training in Las Vegas, but this treatment is for females who've had children or have urinary incontinence. And right now we're offering 20% off of our treatment pricing just to help those females that might be embarrassed with the issues. Go to our website and learn more about the procedure. It's Viviv under our procedure tab, and it will explain more about what the procedure can do. But it's not only for urinary incontinence. It is for other issues as well that are discussed online.
Website is?
Plastic Surgery Associates of SD.com.
And sometimes websites bring up questions, and if people want to follow with a call, they can do that.
You can, and there's also an Ask a Question right on our website.
Okay. Cool Sculpting. I know that you've had an event, and you have another one coming in, is it August?
Yes, August 9th is our next event. It's an all-day event from 9 to 4. It's not too early to reserve your appointment time. Meet with Amanda. She is the only Cool Sculpting specialist in the region. She's the only Cool Sculpting in the region that graduated from the Cool Sculpting University. By going to that university, you receive advanced training and appropriate ways to place the adapters, what adapter should be used where. You'll also receive a complimentary evaluation and some spectacular pricing during this event. So these events are only offered periodically throughout the year. If you're ever considering doing it, come to an event. You'll be honored with that advance discounted pricing.
And you have more equipment than
we do.
Folks.
We are the only facility in the region to have two Cool Sculpting machines and all of the new adapters. So this allows us to treat two areas at the same time, reducing your treatment time. And the new adapters also come with less discomfort. So the most common areas that are treated are going to be the abdomen and flanks, your chin, neck area, your back fat, your inner and outer thighs, and your arms.
All right, equal time here. Mommy makeovers and men that need a little makeover to compete.
That's right. Mommy makeovers usually consist of abdominal work and breast work. So whether it's an abdominoplasty or liposuction or an implant or a reduction or a lift, any of that can be considered a mommy makeover. Every individual person is different. So we basically will customize it to your needs and your wants. Men have become very popular, and increasing percentages of men are coming into the practice simply because they want to stick with the times. Job markets are hard. They want to look their best. They want to look younger than what they are to be able to sell themselves. And the most common procedures for men are going to be the eyes, the upper and lower eyelids or the fat pads, your breast reduction, and of course the abdomen, either liposuction or abdominoplasty. But we are seeing quite a few men coming in now just to get a little tweak here or there with some Botox and filler. That's a quick fix, and that's what some of them need, just to feel better about themselves and go out and get that new job or go out on a date or whatever the case may be. But it is a pickup, and that's a pickup for both women and men.
You not only have some people you see in Sioux Falls, you do area.
We do. We have Dr. Miller that goes to Watertown and Yankton, and Dr. Bright that goes to Spencer, Iowa, but they both do also go to our Dakota Dunes location once a week.
Hometown, why is that so important?
It's important because they know what the people in the area really want. They don't want to have the Hollywood look. They don't want to have a New York style. They want to have a natural appearance. They don't want to stand out, so everybody knows what they've had done. We blend in. We want to look normal, but yet we want to feel confident. So they, growing up in that area, knowing what people in the community want is how they practice.
Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota and Iowa.
Daggone, I thought I had her. You've been with the office how many years?
28.
You've seen some changes.
I have.
And we've talked about some of the trends that you have taken care of that people are seeing in other parts of the country. How do you continue to do that in the long haul? Because 28 years is a long time.
It is. You know, when I first started, the fillers were a collagen-based filler. You had to have a test patch and before you could even have collagen put in your face. that has really changed. Now it's all hyaluronic acid, and it's all adaptable to your skin. So you don't need to do all of these tests because it's been tried and on the market for so long that it's gone through all of the studies necessary. Same thing with implants. Implants change. They're different texture. There's different varieties, shapes, and styles. When I first started, there was basically one style, and that's what you got. So the market changes, the adaption to different specific items changes all around the world, and we adapt to that as well. We do our research before we bring it into the office, but we want to make sure that it is right for the South Dakota community before we bring in something that we don't know if it's going to work or we will work. We think of the community first.
We are still in the first half of the year.
We are.
I know what you're going to be talking about when we get to the last quarter of the year. You'd better get that appointment scheduled.
Absolutely. If you are thinking you want to do something before the end of the year, deductible-wise, before your insurance starts over January 1st, please, please schedule your consultation and get in for that appointment so that we can get you on the schedule. Right now, we are actually scheduling some surgeries into August and September. So that's 3 months out. Thinking about the end of the year, that's not much further out after September. So we need to get you in, get that consult so we can get you on the schedule before there isn't time available.
Most asked question.
It always is, when can I get in for surgery? How quick can I get in for surgery after they have their consultation? People have done their legwork before they come in. They know what they want. And as long as the consultation goes well and they're on board with what the physician's recommending, they want a schedule. And that's what we do on a daily basis.
I've wondered this question for several visits.
Okay.
But I've never asked a question.
Oh, I'm scared.
Your demographics, the people that come in. Are we seeing a younger demographic? Are we seeing the demographic extend longer in life? What are we seeing?
Well, that's a good question. We are seeing younger demographic coming in and doing the Botox fillers and the breast implants. I have seen actually some patients in their 70s still having abdominoplasties. You know, 70 is really not that old if they're very active and still doing things with their life. Why not feel good about yourself? So it does range. Facelifts have become very popular for those in the 50s and 60s, which to me is young, but people want to look their best. So we go anywhere from the age of 18 on up.
How do they reach you?
Give us a call at 335-3349.
Jody Perrett, that's A to Z, plastic surgery. I appreciate the visit.
Thanks, Bill.